men that's got the same move with every club. I'm the only golfer with the feeling of greatness. I'm the only golfer living that's got the master move and the feeling of greatness.
Welcome to the Feeling of Greatness podcast. I'm so excited today. I have a really good friend of mine and probably the smartest guy in the room when it comes down to knowing the golf swing from a 4D perspective when it comes to biomechanics. I have referred Joe DiTierra. I have talked to Joe numerous times. Any question I have about the golf swing and how things work and how the body relates and how to train, and I'm so excited to have him on the show today because I think that 4D training and biomechanics training and biofeedback is the future of really, really helping people get better at the game of golf. And Joe, I'm so happy to have you here to discuss that. Thanks, today. Todd. Yeah.
Great to be here with you.
Yeah. So let's, I want to dig in a little bit because, you know, we have a little history because we built a 3D system together with K-Motion, and that's where I kind of met you, and we started really developing that system and became a real success for our company in the sense of the ability to speed up the learning process. And I think that's the question that we pose here when we talk about 4D training and people who don't know much about it. There's two different ways to speak about 4D. First is that being able to analyze somebody's golf swing and see the metrics of their body movement from a rotational bend and side bend standpoint and say, okay, here's what you do when you swing the golf club. And then when it comes to us, we have a model, and the model is a basic set of metrics we like to see people move into. And then the third level of that is training your body and learning through biofeedback, which is direct access to what metric am I in and how am I learning that? And,
exactly.
And having a biofeedback. And I'm sure you can speak of it more eloquently than I can. So Joe, tell me what you've seen. You know, I know that from our company, we have seen it be the most powerful training tool we've ever installed in Graves Golf. I call it the holy grail of learning, because it does meet that criteria of your ability to feel and match feel and real in real time. Mm-hmm. But there's another level of that where it's you doing it and not somebody doing it for you. And I think that's what biofeedback is really all about. Tell me, you've had some great success stories of use. You were one of the only guys, you were the guy that brought technology into your teaching when you were in Asia. Talk about your background a little bit for us.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd. I've been on the technology side of golf for as long as I can remember, from the very beginning. I mean, all the way back to the early 2000s when we had, you know, full wired electromagnetic systems that had, you know, 80 wires coming off of a player. I was that weird coach down the end of the range that had that system and everybody looking at me. But I was just so interested in, at the time, seeing what you can't see with the naked eye and with video. And that's simply what the analysis portion of 3D or 4D does, you know, to you, putting a player into more motion capture. Let's call it motion capture. It allows you to really see things that are so minute that you just can't see them with any other technology, the camera or the naked eye, such as your sequencing and your swing, looking at positions to the degree rather than what they look like aesthetically. Now you can start to see, yeah, this looks how I want it to look based on the model we're going for, but it also is functioning very well, right? And that's really where the analysis piece is so powerful. But you spoke to the biofeedback piece, which I think is even more powerful than the analysis, because that's really what connects the dots in the player's brain for a couple reasons. The first one, you said, connecting feel and real. Absolutely. You're able to feel exactly what you're doing and know it to be what you're trying to do instead of just guessing at that. But the real holy grail in my mind, and I know we've talked about this, Todd, is the feedback loop becomes so much shorter when you're using biofeedback. Now, what I mean by feedback loop is you're trying to achieve a position, a feel, and you are immediately getting the feedback that you're doing it or not doing it. And what that does from a neuroplasticity standpoint is it strengthens the neurons in your brain. It makes stronger connections. And when you're making stronger connections in your brain, those neural pathways become stronger. You're able to make lasting change faster. So, and to me, that's the holy grail of golf.
I was on a Zoom call yesterday with a number of our students that are going through our 30-day training program right now. And a guy took the 4D system. And he goes, "You got to get this." Like, he put it right in the camera and goes, "You got to get this." I don't think too many people, there's probably, 30 or 40 people in there. And he was the only, I'm sure other people had it, but he was the one that was like, this is it. And he was just raving about it. And the reason that you and me and now him are so adamant about the ability to connect those neural pathways is because our job, and I told him our job as a coach, our jobs as coaches, we are tasked with teaching people the right information, but at the same time, having them practice it correctly. And when our biggest fear, and your fear and my fear and every coach in my room's fear, is that when we teach you the correct thing, because we're experts in this, and I'm 100% confident what I teach you is correct, that when you leave me, are you going to do it correctly? And I don't know how many times you and I have heard that, "Well, I left and I just didn't practice correctly." Of course you didn't, because there was nothing there giving you the feedback like I did, or that this mechanism, this device can do to make sure those. And here's what's scary about it. And if you read like Dan Coyle's book, The Talent Code, what's scary about it is if you go practice incorrectly, you're building those neural pathways too.
Incorrectly. That's the most important piece there. Yeah.
Yes. And so you are, here's the thing. You do it correctly, you're still learning. You're just learning incorrect. And so to me, that's why it's so powerful, because you're stepping into the brain and you're saying, "Hey, I'm going to give you," and like I've been telling people for years, I said, "Look, I'm a one trick pony when it comes to teaching the golf swing. I teach this model and I get you to follow this certain path of this model. And if you have a mistake, I don't try to fix the mistake. I just keep putting you into the model. Like, look, mm-hmm. you just here's the model. It's a process." And to me, when I could build a system with you with like the 4D system, and we built this system that says, "Oh my gosh," and we've nailed this thing down. Like, you and I worked hard on this thing for a couple of years, and we've kind of narrowed this thing down, and it's just becoming just this amazingly powerful tool. And I tell people all the time, my goal is to replace myself. And that's, I said, fine. I want to replace myself. I want to make sure that my students are, when they leave, speed up that learning process, build the proper neural pathways, because that's going to bring them so much more joy and speed up their learning. And that's what we're getting out of the 4D system right now, is people are just crazy about it, which I agree with them 100%.
Yeah. And Todd, as you talk about that, something else came to my mind that's kind of important to point out. We've heard the term probably many times, golf is a game of inches, right? Well, what that speaks to in the golf swing to me is making change is not a gross type of a change. It's a very nuanced type of change most of the time, right? And trying to dial it in. It's like, you remember the old radios when you were trying to dial in the tone right there? That's kind of, as you're making changes in your golf swing, it could be very subtle. And again, without this technology, without biofeedback, it's almost impossible to really feel those nuanced changes to the degree that you need to, right?
It's interesting, because you and I had this conversation one time. It was about this awareness factor, this body awareness factor, or this ability to sense. Like, one skill that good players like you and guys who have developed a golf game like me, one thing we've become good at, which maybe unknowingly we've done this, we've learned to connect our ability to feel something in the swing and translate that into different club movement. And that's what practice became to us. Now I use video as my tool a lot, but we whatever it is, if you did it, we learned to connect the dots a lot. Like you said,
your kinesthetic awareness is higher.
Yeah. So you always have the right way to say it. So that awareness. And so we've built this awareness. What I have learned is that, you know, people that haven't done that before haven't built that. That's something.
Correct.
And so we're igniting that in them in a way. And so
exactly. That's
where people start getting really aware, like, wow, that's what it's supposed to feel like. Wow. You know, and you start getting these light bulbs go off, which is probably the neural light going off in their brain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that to me is the, I've watched this in real time. I've seen people put the 4D system on, never have experienced biofeedback training before. And I just sit back. I'm like, just follow the prompts, right? Just follow the prompts mm-hmm. on the screen. And I see them kind of wiggling around, and all of a sudden they start adjusting, and all of a sudden, ding, right? Okay. Yep. And then all of a sudden, ding. And all of a sudden they mess it up and they fix it. And I'm watching, wow, real time learning. I mean, I'm watching the brain learn right now, you know?
Yep. And what's so cool about that too, Todd, is it could fit anybody, right? Like you just said, you can take somebody in the system who's never even picked up a golf club before and start with the widest range right at address and get that great, right? And then you can continue to move from position to position, just like you're connecting dots, like you said. But then the really powerful part, to my point with the nuance, right, for the better golfers, is you could just keep taking that range down and down and down and down from, you know, 10 on either side to 5 to 3 to 1. And now you're refining it to a point. So that's the magic in my mind of biofeedback, because it's a fit all solution, no matter what your skill level is.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And that's what we've been seeing. Like the last school we did with the 4D system, I mean, we get all levels in there. I mean, they've all pretty, they know the single plane swing, but it depends what level they've trained it to. And the people that show up with the 4D system that have been training in it we're narrowing the ranges. We're just like, okay, let's tighten this thing down. Right. Cause we're so close. Let's get closer and closer and closer. And let's get that brain firing a little bit more in just perfectly, as opposed to keep the range wide and get a kind of a general feeling for it. And it's so powerful. How do you think, you know, you've trained a lot of people in 4D training and biofeedback training. Mm-hmm. Why do you think, and maybe this is just a total hypothetical question, but why do you think that more coaches don't employ biofeedback training as part of their coaching?
It's a great question. And I've asked that to myself a lot. I really think it comes down to probably two things. One, a sense of insecurity. You know, they don't want to replace themselves. They don't think about it the way you and I do in that regard. But also, it's hard to understand, right? It's hard to, you know, kind of wrap your mind around it first and get good with it, right? I've always been the type of coach, and I know you are, to always try and push the limit and to try and find the next great tool, right? That's going to help our players improve. And again, you know, it's one of those things where I think once you see it, you love it, right? But if you don't use it, it's hard to break that bond of, you know, the old, I'll call them the old style coach, but the coach that likes to just put the players in positions, tell them what to do, things like that. You know, that's their way of doing it. And, you know, that works for them, but I feel, and I think you feel, that there's a better way.
Yeah, no, I think part of it too is just the cost of the technology for a long period of time was so high, and now it's not, but it was before.
If we're comparing back then to now, I mean, you know, that system that I had back in the early 2000s cost $40,000.
Right.
You know, now it's only a couple thousand.
Right.
You know, it's a lot different.
Yeah, I think there's something to that too. But you know, coaches too. You know, I know that when you came in here for a while and you showed our coaches, they were just all amazed at, and they had not been exposed to it like I have, because I've worked with a lot of the guys in the industry, Dr. Rob Neal and obviously you, and so I've been exposed to it quite a bit. I've even been into the labs where they do the animated modeling, and I modeled the swing in there. I've done a lot of stuff to kind of 3D model the golf swing, to really nail down what the best way to actually approach feedback on this model is. And, but when my coaches saw the 4D system for the first time, they were like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Yeah. And it always has that effect, because Because you're like, because your brain goes to, as a coach, your brain goes to, wow, I can literally get my student to teach himself, you know, to,
right.
you know, and you're like, and then when he leaves and I've taught him something, I need you to work in your backswing. I know, which is a really comfortable feeling. I know when he leaves here, he's going to do this thing in the right way. So,
absolutely.
So that's a massive, massive shift for us as a coaching team. I mean, why, when you came in here to work with our guys, what do you think is going to be the future of the 40 system that we built? Like, I know we want to add sensors to it. So the current 40 yep. system does a great analysis mode. It's doing the, biofeedback. Obviously we're adding driver to it. We've narrowed down, yep. you and I tweak the system all the time. We just changed, segments, body segments. We now can adjust the body segments, which is a great addition to the system, by the way. What do you think, sensor on the club? What do you think the next level of this is? I think that's, I've been kind of thinking where we go with it.
Excuse me. Yeah. I think sensor on the club would be unbelievable, right? Cause now you're matching up the implement, right, to what the body's doing. And that's huge, you know, programming. I think programs, you know, saving programs, coming back to them, things like that is also very, very cool. But to me, if it goes to the club, that would be really, really awesome.
Yeah. So what do you think, when you put the sensor, so it's right now, just so people know, and obviously we're going to demonstrate this quite a bit for everybody that's listening to this, but we got a sensor on the back, on the, mm-hmm. on the torso, we got a sensor on the pelvis and a sensor on the arm, which it all calibrates together and tells you the positions of the body. And when you move, it's telling you the metrics of the body, the 3D movements right. of the body and how much. And I always tell people, right. and people ask me questions all the time when it comes to the golf swing. And so I cannot answer questions anymore about the golf swing that aren't biomechanically related, you know,
right.
You're probably the
right.
same way. People say, well, is it right sided or left sided? And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's both sided, you know, but it's kind of like, yeah. it's a when question. A lot of times it's like, when is the right side being more active? You know, when is the left side? So it's like,
right.
I would never answer that way 10 years ago. Like I would have never said that. I would have said like, well, you pull with the left and you know, and I'm like, okay, let's really talk about what's really going on here. You know, I did, yeah. I did some work the other day with, some pressure mats and mm-hmm. again, it totally freaked me out. Like what actually is happening versus what you feel is happening. And you've been doing some work with that as well.
Yeah.
Freaks me out completely.
The biggest thing about the pressure and forces, right? If you're on those types of plates is more so the magnitude and the timing of everything. It's astonishing how the timing is so different than what you perceive because force does precede motion. So it's really, it's like you said, it freaks you out.
It freaks me out. Yeah. The way the transition was the biggest effect for me of how much of the lead side takes the bracing,
yep.
the foot
yep.
and where the foot is being, you know, where the foot, where in the foot you're seeing the pressure. I mean, I loved it. I love stuff Absolutely. Like that. Yeah. You can nail it down. So fun.
Oh yeah.
So where are you headed next? What do you got going on with your 4D world right now? What are you working on?
Yeah. So I am working on a program right now. So you mentioned my time in Asia. My time in Asia was I was a co-founder and director of what is now one of the largest junior academies, elite junior academies over in Asia. I was in Bangkok, Thailand for a little under 5 years. Helped about 30 kids get Division I scholarships. Heavy use of technology. You know, one of my girls was Yuka Sasso, who won the U.S. Open in 2021. And I always had a passion for junior golf. So I'm starting an online program right now called Kid Friendly Golf, which is a color coded system to develop kids properly under the age of 12. It's like karate belts. And we're going to get it out there in front of parents. We're going to help them understand what are the right and wrong things to do to help your kids succeed and get around some of these pitfalls like burnout and injury and things like that. And then, you know, probably open up an elite academy here on the junior side.
It's all about processes to you, isn't it? Like you got to have the right process. It's build the right process for the kids. That has been my frustration with the golf industry. As a coach, this has been first of all, I teach a model. So very few coaches have a strict model they teach. So that was my big frustration with the golf industry, is like, there is no model. And now right. I've built one. And then the second thing is there's no processes, especially right. from the junior level. I mean, throw your kid to the local pro and say, hope he gets better. And then hopefully he has the right peers and mentors, and hopefully he's around the right crowd of, cause I mean, right. I know that you grew up around a bunch of golfers and I grew up in a bunch of golfers, and you could run with the wrong ones and the right ones, and who, you know, the wrong coach or the right coach or any coach.
Yeah. So. Or just, you know, misrepresenting like what the process is. Right. I make a joke, and I hope I don't offend any parents in here, but like, the first time their kid breaks 80, they're looking for to sign on the dotted line at a, you know, on a scholarship. And yeah. there's a lot more that goes into it, you know, cause it's not a straight line progression. You know, junior development is like, it looks like a, you know, like the stock market. There's ups and downs and there's regressions. There's growth spurts. There's so many things and emotional maturity, you know, and school related things. There's so much that goes into it that affects their golf game at different points in time. And having an understanding of that is, I really am hoping that it's going to help a lot of kids.
No, I'm sure it will. And I know how you do things, and I know your processes, and I'm sure it'll be fantastic. So, Kid Friendly Golf, what's the website?
Kidfriendlygolf.com. Yeah. We're, you know, we have a soft launch already. The website's up, but we are going to be launching fully with all our content, which is going to be over 500 videos in about 45 days, I'd say. Great. That's going to go live.
That's great. Well, anybody on here who wants their kids to find a process to help them develop their game and get some success.
Yeah. I'll just let you know my email if anybody is interested. It's joe@kidfriendlygolf.com. Perfect. If you want to reach out and inquire about anything.
That's great. Well, Joe, listen, I know you got to run. I wanted to just get you on here for a few minutes. One of the things that I want to do is I want to get you back in here when you got some time. Let's do some more sessions on the 4D. Let's go into creator mode again, which I love to do. And let's get that sensor on the club. That's what we got to do next, I think.
I like it. Well, we'll start to explore. Let's get me out there in the next couple months and we'll get it going.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Have a good day. Appreciate you.
Have a great one.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for everything. Bye. See ya. Bye.